Secretary of State Colin Powell is headed for South Asia, where India and Pakistan have moved tens of thousands of troops to their common border. State Department spokesman Richard Boucher says Powell will visit both Islamabad and New Delhi next week in an effort to defuse tensions. The U.S. has tried for years, without success, to solve the underlying conflict between the two countries, but changes since September 11th may mean more favorable conditions for a new diplomatic effort. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
India and Pakistan have fought three wars in the last 50 years, and no one wants to see another, especially now that both countries are armed with nuclear weapons. Tensions have been at a dangerous level since December 13th, when armed gunmen attacked the Indian parliament. 14 people were killed, including the five gunmen. India blames Pakistan-based groups fighting Indian control in Kashmir. Pakistan denies any responsibility. The State Department says the U.S. has been in constant contact with both countries in an effort to calm the situation. Yesterday, Secretary of State Colin Powell talked to reporters after meeting with India's Home Minister, Lal K. Advani, who handles internal security.
Both sides understand the seriousness of this confrontation, and they are working with us to try to find a peaceful solution through political and diplomatic channels and to avoid war.
The United States is walking a diplomatic tightrope and trying to intervene. Washington needs the assistance of both India and Pakistan for the ongoing campaign against terrorism. Shirin Tahir Kelly, director of the South Asia Program at the Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies, has worked on South Asia issues at the State Department and National Security Council. She says the Coalition Against Terrorism creates an unprecedented opportunity to address the India-Pakistan dispute.
We have, in this overarching coalition that we have put together, both India and Pakistan. And this is sort of unusual. We've sometimes had one, sometimes the other.
Both countries, says Tahir Kelly, want to cooperate with the U.S. Both stand to gain from the U.S. effort to stop terrorism and stabilize the region.
I think the level of political discourse that we now see between the leaders of those two countries and the United States is higher than it's been in years. So we have channels open. We have, hopefully, a receptive audience.
There are indications that both sides might be in a mood to listen. Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf has rounded up hundreds of Islamic militants, including the leader of the largest Pakistan-based group fighting Indian security forces in Kashmir. Musharraf also has spoken out against terrorism. And India's Prime Minister, Atal Bihari Vajpayee, delivered a New Year's message. He said that if Pakistan cracked down on terrorism and stopped its antagonism toward India, then New Delhi would be willing to address a range of issues.
I think the time is absolutely right for a more proactive U.S. policy toward South Asia.
Michael Crapon is president of the Henry L. Stemson Center in Washington, which analyzes international security issues.
The situation over there is pretty tenuous. It's pretty clear that India and Pakistan can't sort this out amongst themselves and do need help, facilitation from third parties, and we're the best third party.
Both Michael Crapon and Shirin Tahir Kelly say it's appropriate to send a high-level U.S. representative to the region. But both say the United States needs a more constant engagement with the two countries, an engagement that is not driven by crisis. Again, Michael Crapon.
The United States does not need to appoint a high-profile special emissary. But the U.S. does need to have a working group of high-level people who are focused on South Asia and moving the situation in a positive direction. And a member of that working group can and should periodically go to the region to talk to both capitals.
Michael Crapon says it's imperative that the U.S. act quickly before there's another attack by Islamic militants aimed at India and or Musharraf.
There's enough kerosene in the floor and there are enough people with matches that the time has come for India and Pakistan to stand down.
Much will depend on a televised speech to be delivered later this week by Pakistan's president. If Musharraf satisfies India that he's committed to cracking down on terrorism, India may warm to the possibility of a dialogue. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.